Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Ladies and gentlemen, enjoy our Star Spangled Banner. We're not signing off. We're actually right in the middle of things here. Welcome back. You know, that song is only 75 seconds long. How about that? Our national anthem, ladies and gentlemen, the Star Spangled Banner. Welcome back. 35 now after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. Ken Davis is our guest. Ken's a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's one of the resident historians in the Brain Trust, the author of all the Don't Know Much About books, including Don't Know Much About History, Don't Know Much About American Presidents, Don't Know Much About Mythology, etc., etc., A Nation Rising. I'll talk about some of his other books in a minute, but I want to get him in here because he's going to help us celebrate Veterans Day. Ken Davis, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, and don't know much about the national anthem that Francis Scott Key wrote the words. I'm sure you know that.
Tell us more. If I had asked you how long is that song before you heard it just now, if I asked you how long is that song, how long would you have said?
Well, sometimes when it's being sung at a football game, it seems like it goes on for hours. but the interesting part is that Key wrote the words, of course, right. 200 years ago in Baltimore Harbor. It was September 1814 during the War of 1812, of course.
Yeah.
But the words, those were the words, but the tune was actually an existing tune, an old English drinking song.
Aren't all of our songs that old English drinking songs?
a great many are, but I guess we're glad it wasn't 99 bottles of beer on the wall.
Exactly, yeah.
So at any rate, now we know all we need to know about the national anthem, other than that I prefer it when it's played instrumentally.
Actually. I do, too. And that's a good one that we have there. And after all these years, Ken, when that flourish comes at the end, it still gets me.
It's true.
I hope I'm never different. I hope it never.
I get the chill. I watched the football game last night. Got a little chill. You know,
yep.
even when it's not sung perfectly, you
yep.
still got a chill. If anyone is interested more about the national anthem, I actually do have a post about it on my website, don'tknowmuch.com.
Great.
It was posted a couple of weeks ago for the 200th anniversary. It's I call it a field trip to Fort McHenry. and you get some more information about Francis Scott Key
well,
and the writing of the anthem.
Thank you for doing that. Sounds like a good project for a school kid, doesn't it?
It would be a great project.
Yeah.
I love to go visit forts and see things and then write a little bit about.
Well,
them.
And of course, some of Ken's books are all of his books for children. He has a bunch of those. I'll talk about those a little bit later on. But Ken, thanks again for hanging out with us. I appreciate you being here on Veterans Day. We're celebrating Veterans Day. There are 19.6 million military veterans in the United States right now. Almost 20 million veterans in the United States. How about that?
That's an extraordinary number, and of course we talk about them and we pay them lip service too often, and we do generally a terrible job of actually taking care of them. And
doesn't what's happening the way veterans have been treated over the years. I mean, shouldn't that be anything less than a national shame?
It is a national shame, and it's nothing new. This is not about one administration recently or another.
No.
This goes back truly to the American Revolution, when there were practically the military coups over the treatment of veterans. And in fact, Shays' Rebellion, which was an uprising of farmers in western Massachusetts before the Constitution was written, mostly veterans who weren't getting their pensions and also were being told they couldn't vote because they didn't have property.
Well,
so this is an old story.
Having worn the uniform during the Vietnam and post-Vietnam era, Ken, myself, I'm glad that we're no longer treating veterans like they were treated.
And good
like,
point.
Like
I'll come
we,
back
like
to that.
Like we were treated, and they're getting their recognition. Now, at least from the populace, if not from the government. Quick break. 20F.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.